Here's a stat that's been blowing my mind since I read it earlier this morning. Instagram users share 95 million photos per day. 95 million per day. Now, amongst the food shots, travel photos, Fitspo, pouty selfies, quite a few photos are taken in art galleries. And of course, critics say that that is not the way we're meant to interact with art. Well, Adam Swess is a PhD candidate at Griffith University. He is looking, conducting research rather, looking at how this trend is impacting the way we experience art. Adam, a good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, look, it's an absolute pleasure. Look, so here we are. We're at an art gallery. Visitors are everywhere. They're snapping away. They're posting Instagram shots of the art. Is that a positive thing?
Yeah, well, look, I would certainly say so. Certainly the research that myself and my colleague, Kylie Budge, have been doing into Instagram photography, what we've been seeing, particularly at the art gallery, is that it's actually a much more complex behaviour than what we might think. You know, we look at people taking photos or we look at people taking selfies and we think it looks like it may be somewhat of a mindless activity. But in many ways, it's actually what the research is showing is that this is being linked to their experience at the gallery, their aesthetic experience, and the fact that they're sharing these photos before, during and after, and before I mean by sharing in other people's photos, you know, hopping online and having a look at what other people are posting, how other people are experiencing the gallery. We're noticing that actually this idea of visiting the gallery is not just something that's isolated to visiting the gallery and experiencing art. It's actually an experience that's extended quite beyond the walls of the gallery to sort of before, during and after, and it's a very social experience as well.
Which traditionally an art gallery isn't, I guess. We often think about kind of wandering around very quietly and keeping to ourselves as much as anything.
Yeah, indeed. And galleries, in many ways, you know, they're quieter places. You know, when you visit an art gallery, often you sort of walk around these brilliantly well-lit up spaces and they seem to be quite quiet. Everybody's, you know, appreciating the art. But in fact, you know, I think what Instagram has done is it's brought this whole new attention and whole new audience to art, because in many ways people, in my research in particular that I'm currently doing, a lot of people talked about going into the gallery, thinking about Instagram, thinking what's going to be the perfect Instagram post for my visit. So they were almost on the lookout for that Instagram shot. And my colleague Kylie Budge's research, she found that people are a lot more object aware. So when they're at their gallery and they're thinking of Instagram, they would use Instagram as a way of getting up close to the objects, looking at the detail of the objects. So it's kind of got this multi-layered, multifaceted outcome when you're using Instagram at the gallery.
Look, I remember seeing a fascinating series of Instagram shots, statues all around Europe. But what the person had done was take them as if the statue was taking a selfie. And it was quite cute, but also showing angles to this art that you didn't necessarily look at or think about.
Yes, indeed. And actually, there was a recent exhibition in Brisbane at the Queensland Gallery of Modern Art by Xiao Guo. He did this amazing metaphorical exhibition, and they had like 99 life-size wolves kind of jumping, and it's an amazing work. It's called Head On, if you ever have a chance to see it. And these 99 wolves are kind of projecting themselves at this glass wall. It's sort of metaphorical of the Berlin Wall, and they're coming back and going at it again. But you were allowed to walk in and under this installation and all around it. And what we saw on Instagram was amazing things, like you just said, people hopping down next to the wolves, mimicking the faces of what the wolves were doing, you know, putting their hand in sort of a certain spot to create these optical illusions. So people were like, it's really immersing themselves in the experience. And Instagram was sort of a trigger to do that and to make the experience social, because putting that photo on your profile gives it, you know, your friends see it, they can comment on it, they can like it, it extends that conversation for days after you visited the actual exhibition.
Do you think that Instagram is going to go on, and I guess we're talking social media in general, but Instagram's a good shorthand for it. Do you think it's going to have a flow-on effect for the way curators and museums work and maybe even artists themselves?
Look, it's a great question. And in fact, you know, that's something to be to be explored further in the research as it goes on. I certainly think that, you know, are curators and artists mindful of Instagram? Absolutely. You know, I follow quite a lot of artists on Instagram, and in many ways you can see them exploring their works, exploring their talents through Instagram, and it's giving their followers a chance to sort of see how their works are developing, see how their works are coming together. And some artists have used Instagram to really push their art forward. I mean, last year there was a famous, I don't know if you've seen it, there was a guy who popped outside the National Gallery of Victoria, and he looks exactly like Vincent Van Gogh, and he used this hashtag, not Van Gogh, and people could queue up and get a selfie with him, and was literally in like, he basically ran out of his phone battery power. He took like back-to-back selfies, something like 140 selfies of people that wanted a shot with him, and he's an artist himself, and it went viral, of course. So you can imagine some artists are actually able to leverage the same way other businesses leverage on Instagram from a marketing point of view. You know, it has the same thing for curators and artists that are looking at exhibitions or looking at art coming up.
That's actually fascinating. Adam, look, we will have to leave it there, but I think next time I'm taking a cheeky photo at the gallery, I won't feel quite so guilty. So thank you very much for talking this morning.
Good on you. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Adam Swest there. He is researching in the way Instagram is changing the way we experience art. We'll have more info on Adam's research on the 2SER.com website.